fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the John Moore Show, the second hour of my show on Sunday, the 10th day of February, 2008. Welcome back. Well, this first hour, we're interviewing a freeze-dried guy. Went very, very quickly. Freeze-dried guy was wondering about how we would be able to use up 40 minutes. The 40 minutes flew by, and thank you, sir, for being on here with us. I have here a news article in front of me that says that President Chavez of Venezuela is threatening to cut off oil sales to the United States if his assets, his country's assets, are frozen in a lawsuit, which apparently they're in the process of being frozen, the financial assets. Now, the article says shipping oil. Actually, it's not oil, and this is what's critical. What Venezuela ships to the United States is finished product, not crude oil. Venezuela ships finished product in the form of unleaded gasoline, primarily to the East Coast. And it's a sizable percentage of the unleaded gasoline consumed on the East Coast of the United States. So this is a fairly significant thing that we've got going here to put in the mix with all the other things that are going on. Chavez is a former paratrooper. He's taken over that country and is president of it, and he's a big buddy of Fidel Castro, and would just love to set up a mirror image of Fidel's Marxist state in Venezuela. So, something to keep in mind. It's not good news, but it is news. This is a show focused on preparedness, ladies and gentlemen. I'm always amazed at the audience we've got out there, the knowledge, the breadth and wisdom of our audience. And it's just a lot of fun to visit with you once a week. So stay tuned. We've got another hour to go. Hold on. Be right back.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Diamonds are forever.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th day of February, 2008. Got a special announcement from one of our fine sponsors here. You might have heard of one of Republic's sponsors, commercials, Cartavite. This product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, worn down, then you need Cartavite. Cartavite supports cardiovascular blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at heartdrop.com. That's www.heartdrop.com. They have a toll-free number, 877-928-8822. I say again, 877-928-8822. So that's some people you need to check out. This is a live call-in show, and it's real important that you call in if you have a question or comment, and try to do so before the last few minutes of the show, because we're more likely to get to you. We have on hold Mike from Oregon. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, I appreciate indeed taking my call, Mr. John, and I have a few things need to discuss with you, and I see your website right now. You said, are you prepared for inevitable?
Right.
And that's true. That's exactly, it is very, very, I am agree with your website. And number one, you say that Islamic terrorists using nuclear, biological, chemical, and conventional weapons to destroy United States. I mean, there is a movie was censored over 1 year ago called Right at Your Door, and this movie is exactly goes with your number one Islamic terrorist.
This was a mainstream film, Right at Your Door.
Yeah, no. Yeah, this is was censored, but now it's available in everywhere, in Blockbuster or Hollywood Video or etc. And this movie is about the same thing that it's in your website. It says dirty bombs, toxic, and martial law. Terror hits homes when a young couple is separated during a citywide bomb attack on Los Angeles. The infrastructure is crippled, the air is raining, unknown toxic agents, and Lexi is trying to get home to her husband, Brad, before it's too late. I mean, the shocking story. I mean, you need to watch this.
Well, I just made a note of that, Mike, and I'm going to get a copy of it right at your door. Yeah.
Yes. And because this is exactly I comply with your information on your webpage. That's why I wanted to bring to your attention.
Well, I appreciate
and to your listener. And I have a question for you.
Please, go ahead. I mean,
some people say it's global warming. Some people say it's global freezing. I mean, global ice age is coming. It's like China. It has the worst ice age. I mean, everything is pretty much in the country was frozen recently. I mean, what is the I mean, what is your, I mean, what do
what's
you,
going on, right?
Yes. Is it global warming or global ice age? I mean,
well, that's an excellent question. And, Mike, many, many people have the same question you do. I'm not a scientist. I'm a private detective. I'm a researcher. The scientist that I work with, that I listen to and read his books, is Professor McKinney. And it's not well understood, but you need global warming before you can get an ice age. And there are several ways this works. First of all, you can talk about movies. There's a movie titled The Day After Tomorrow.
Right, I've seen that, yes.
Okay. There's some science in there, and there's some science fiction, but here's the science. The scientists up there off the coast of Scotland, these guys that sit around and watch soccer, there are scientists that really do that, and they watch the what's called the Gulf Stream. It's also called the North Atlantic Thermohaline Conveyor. If you look, Mike, at a map of the world, you look at England, Ireland, and Scotland, they're as close to the North Pole as Moscow, but they have a very temperate, very mild winter compared to Moscow. The reason they do, Mike, is because of the Gulf Stream. Now, what makes the Gulf Stream work? It brings warm water from the Caribbean up over and warms up England, Ireland, and Scotland. It's the salt content of the ocean. That's the engine driving it. And that salt is being diluted by massive amounts of fresh water melting at Greenland and melting at the Antarctic. Once that Gulf Stream stops because there's not enough salt to make the engine work anymore, then England, Ireland, and Scotland, they have the winters of Moscow instead of the winters they've always enjoyed these many, many centuries. That's just one tiny, tiny part of it. There's a lot to this. There's a lot to understand. There's a link at my website, Mike, that you're looking at, to Professor McKinney. I urge people to buy all his books. If you want to understand the science, don't listen to a private detective. Read about what a scientist, a real scientist, Professor McKinney, has to say. Read what Dr. Velikowski has to say in his books. Read what Zechariah Sitchin has to say in his books. And then you'll have the education you need.
Exactly. Indeed. And myself, I'm Middle Eastern American. I escaped from Iran to be safe in the United States. And after watching Right at Your Door, I don't know if we are safe anymore. In the United States,
Mike,
or anywhere in Canada or North America.
Well, you're not safe if you're near a major city, in my opinion.
Yes.
That's pretty much anywhere in the country. These major cities without utilities, any major city losing water, natural gas, and electricity and phone service would be a nightmare overnight.
Exactly, indeed. And, I mean, I amend what you say, exactly.
Mike, we thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Well, we finally learned Mike's ethnic heritage there just before the end of the phone call. Mike escaped from Iran, I believe he said, and has come to this country seeking a better life for himself and hopefully for his family as well. And quite frankly, I don't blame the man. That's if you can get out of a hellhole like Iran and get to a safe haven like the United States, you certainly should do that. And God bless this man for what he's been able to do to protect his family. And he recognizes, as I do, that these major cities in the United States will become nightmares if there's a major terrorist attack, and a terrorist attack that would disrupt the utilities that make our major cities such nice places to live, disrupt the potable water delivered to our homes, natural gas, electricity, telecommunications, and so forth. A word to the wise. Now, this is a man, Mike from Oregon, this is a man who's seen war up close and personal. Most likely he's seen violent death up close and personal. How could you be an adult living in Iraq these past 15 years and not have seen violent death up close and personal? Take it from a man who's been there. I've been there. Mike's been there. Most of you listeners have not been. For you, war is 2 hours in an air-conditioned room with a bag of popcorn. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that war, the reality of war, is far, far different from 2 hours in a movie theater with a bag of popcorn. It will change you forever. Being exposed to violent death and the consequences of seeing your friend, your friends, die a violent death will change you forever. It will. I guarantee it. Get your heads up now. Do what you can now, while you can. We just had Freeze Dry Guy on for 40 minutes telling us firsthand. This is a man who's been in a freeze-dried food business for 38 years. In the 38 years, and he's, you know, that's four decades. He's wrapping up his fourth decade. In his four decades of selling freeze-dried food, he's never seen the kind of run on the products that he sells ever. Even in the run-up to Y2K, that period of 1998-1999 was quite a sight. I was part of that. I was on the radio here in St. Louis advising people to get ready. It was a man-made problem, had a man-made solution, and nothing of any great consequence happened. There were a lot of major disruptions with credit card companies and communications and things of that nature. But we got through that okay. The private sector and the government basically bought 10 years' worth of computers in 24 months, and they got it fixed. Okay. let's talk about, I want to give you a steam power update. I was talking to my friend Brian up in Minnesota. He's finished the testing of the steam engine and the boiler successfully. This coming week, tomorrow, he begins testing the electrical generating part of the steam production, steam electric production. I'll be talking with him later in the week around Thursday, Friday time frame to see where we stand. I'm looking forward to having a product that we can sell. Mike Brown's steam engines attached to a boiler that is safe and effective, attached to electrical generating alternators that you can purchase this device already set up, turnkey, ready to go. Take it to your backyard, your farm, your ranch, and make electricity. All you need is a few gallons of water a day and anything that'll burn, firewood, coal, old textbooks, whatever it might be, and you can have electricity. That is true independence. To have all the electricity you need with no compromise, excess domestic hot water to heat your home with, a way to charge batteries, a way to light your home, run refrigeration, and so forth. That's fantastic. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th day of February, 2008. Welcome back to the show. I need to mention this every show because of the importance, and that's communications. If you were paying attention to Freeze-Dried Guy and I when we were talking, we did what a lot of old Special Forces trooper will do, which is start drifting into radio jargon. If you're in the Green Berets for any period of time, you're going to be using radios. I used them in the military, and I used them a lot in the private sector as an investigator, talking to men I was working with in various assignments. Once you've been around military-grade communications, professional corporate-level communications, you really don't want to give it up. You get used to having immediate, effective communications. Most people have a very limited knowledge of radio communication. That's true. Most people have limited knowledge. However, during a crisis, it's not an option. If you can't hear what's going on where you are in your county or city, if you don't know what's going on at the state level, the national, or even international, depending on the crisis, it'll drive you bonkers. It'll make you crazy. It will. Your mind will play tricks with you and always assume the worst. That's what the human brain does when there's a lack of information. If you don't have my book, I'm not the author, but I stock it. Emergency Survival Communications. You need this book. It's available at my website, thelibertyman.com. It's written by a man who's been there and done that. I've interviewed him on the show here several times. He's a veteran of war, as am I, World War II to be exact. The book is written for the layman. It's written for people who have no knowledge of radios whatsoever. Zippo. It's written in a style and language that anybody with normal intelligence and normal reading comprehension can understand and make use of, starting you from zero and going to the point where you'll have all the knowledge you need to intercept the emergency frequencies locally, to intercept and listen to the shortwave broadcast, commercial broadcast, and be able to talk to your friends and loved ones immediately and effectively. There's even a section on satellite radio. Important stuff. Get the book from my website, thelibertyman.com, and you'll be off to the races for getting your education for the information you need to communicate. That's what you need. I think we have a caller on hold. Is the caller on hold? Please come up.
Hello, John?
Yes.
This is Chris from Austin.
Chris from Austin. Yes, sir. What's on your mind today?
I'd like to ask you a general question about guns and a specific question about one of your advertisers or previous advertisers, GYI Guns.
Okay.
Are they still in business, and are they still making a good kind of build-it-yourself gun? Handgun?
You're talking about, you're not talking about KT Ordnance, you're talking about DIY down in Florida?
Yeah.
They weren't selling firearms. They were selling knowledge, is all DIY was. Now, KT Ordnance was selling pistol frames that were not legally pistol frames. That's probably going to be up to a court to decide. He's not on advice of counsel. He's not doing that at the moment, KT Ordnance, up in Montana. The DIY, they were just selling knowledge is all they were selling. They weren't selling any metal, if that helps clarify things.
Okay. Well, I thought the DIY Guns was selling, maybe not theirs, but somebody else's. Maybe.
Well, they may have, and I, quite frankly, they may have been selling some partly some kits also. I haven't been in touch with those folks for a while. I'm not prepared to answer that question. I have to apologize.
Okay. Well, in general, then, I'm pretty novice at guns, and
that case, before you go any further, you got no business trying to build one. But go ahead.
When I heard you talk about it before, it seemed pretty easy to do because you only had to do a little file work. And
it was a bit more than that. It was, and this is what the lawyers will be pointing this out to the judge. There was some skill involved, specialized equipment and tools involved. It took some skill and some knowledge, and it's not the kind of thing, and that's the kind of challenge I would want to take on in my home workshop. If I was working at the direction of a master machinist, I would take it on, but I wouldn't want to attempt to do it on my own. The chance of wrecking a $200 or $300 chunk of steel was too great, in my opinion.
Right. Okay. Well, that clears that up. So anyway, going back, I'm a novice at guns, and I'm starting to take guns 101 class, and then some other classes, rifles, shotgun class, and so forth. And I need to start getting some guns, handguns, and rifles, and shotguns,
and whatever.
And I really at this point don't know much about that. Hope to learn, but what are your recommendations as far as handguns?
Let's take it from the beginning. You're a novice, and I just did a pistol class yesterday. I do one typically every 2 weeks. We'll talk about this when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th of February, 2008. We're visiting with Chris from Austin, and he's got some firearms-related questions. You still there, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now let me ask questions and you answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you intend to carry this firearm concealed, this pistol?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know if I want to have my name on the concealed carry license list in the state.
Well,
so I'm undecided at this point.
If you're only buying one pistol, I would urge you to buy it with that in mind that you might at some future date want to do that.
Okay.
Now, keeping that in mind, here's what I tell my novice students. I tell them, you got no business with a semi-automatic pistol. What you need is a .38 caliber revolver. If you're going to carry it concealed, probably a five-shot snub-nose. I've owned several over the years. I like Smith & Wesson's products. Taurus has done a good job of improving their product line. Of course, Colt, Charter Arms, and so forth. You want a name brand 2-inch stub nose 38 with an all-steel frame and cylinder for the following reason. The most powerful 38 ammunition, factory ammunition you can purchase, is made by a company called Corbon, C-O-R-B-O-N, Corbon. And you want their Plus P Plus 38 caliber ammunition. That's the most powerful pistol ammunition you can buy for a .38. It's an effective man-stopper. It was used by police departments all over this country for a better part of 100 years. And it's simple, simple, simple. A .38 revolver has no safeties. It has no magazine that can be in or out. You don't have to worry whether it's around in the chamber or not in the chamber because you've got a revolver. And all you need to do is pull it out of your pocket and pull the trigger. Now, once you are in the firearms culture, Chris, and you get more comfortable and you're spending more time at the range, then it might be time to consider getting a semi-automatic. There's a lot more going on with semi-automatic. You've got a lot more controls to be concerned about and things to think about. Is there a round in the chamber or is there not? Is the safety on or is the safety off? Is the hammer cocked? Is the hammer not cocked? Is the magazine in the pistol or is the magazine not in the pistol? A lot going on with a semi-automatic pistol. For the time being, I urge you to stick with a revolver, a good quality, name brand 38 caliber revolver, and you'll be far better off as a novice. Okay?
Okay. Now, you said all steel. You don't recommend these lighter ones?
You're a novice. You need to be practicing. If you do get an alloy frame, many of them these days are made with an alloy frame and a steel cylinder, you can still fire the heavier loads. And look at what the factory recommends. Some will recommend you don't fire the plus P plus, and some it won't matter. So you need to look at what the factory recommends. But if you're getting an alloy frame and you should not shoot, if it says you shouldn't shoot the heavy loads in there, then just keep the heavy loads for carrying for serious business, personal defense. And you shoot the light loads for practice. And you need more than anything else, Chris, and most people listening, you need range time, trigger time. You need to put a lot of lead down range.
Right.
And do that with a light load so you won't damage a .38 that's got an alloy frame or an alloy cylinder.
Okay? Right.
This is serious stuff. And don't do this. Men are more tempted than women. Don't try to substitute technology for training. Don't get carried away with a laser sight or a red dot sight or any of this silly stuff. What you need is practice, 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 practice at the range. And don't shoot at a tin can 50 feet away. You get a silhouette, a man-sized silhouette, you shoot at it from 21 feet away. That's realistic. Tin cans aren't going to hurt you. You need to practice at a silhouette 21 feet away. Okay?
Right.
Any other questions?
Any recommendations on rifles and shotguns?
How tall are you and what do you weigh?
6 feet, 165.
Okay, so you're an average, you're a normal health for a normal-sized man, right?
Right.
Okay, and what do you want to do with this rifle? What's your goal?
Well, primarily self-defense, possibly hunting.
Okay. For self-defense, quite frankly, you're usually better off with a 12-gauge shotgun. Most self-defense situations don't involve somebody a football field away wanting to hurt you. That can happen, especially in a long-term crisis. If you're in an urban area and you've got gangbangers that want to hurt you, they're going to be in your face. Don't get too carried away with an AK-47 or something of that nature with a 30-round magazine. A high-capacity magazine is not going to save your life. There's always more air than there are projectiles. Always. Once again, if you decide to go with an AK series rifle, I would go with that before I would the AR-15. That 7.62 com block round, 7.62 by 39 round, is a more effective man stopper than our M16 AR-15 223. That's been proven time and time again. Many of us in Vietnam would rather have carried an AK-47 than an M16 for two reasons. One, the AK would shoot every time you pull the trigger. And number two, that AK round was a more effective man stopper than that 5.56 NATO round.
Right.
It's a choice. I don't know what the budget. Budget's always a consideration. You know, I talk a lot about the M1A, the M14, same rifle. That's a bit too much rifle for a novice for most of the time. They're expensive. Buying one new these days is going to be $1,200-$1,400 plus. It's a lot of rifle. It's a heavy rifle. It's a long rifle. not all that suitable for close-end defense in a, around a home. It's a bit awkward, unless you get the SOCOM model. Go ahead.
Would it be good for hunting?
Marginal. It'll do the job. It'll put down a deer, obviously, but it's a lot heavier than most deer hunters would want to carry. But it'll flat do the job. Obviously, a 308 is an excellent deer round. You need to get a low-capacity magazine to comply with most state hunting rules and laws. But other than that, you can just take it out of the box and go deer hunting with it.
Uh-huh. So for hunting, maybe just a regular 30-06 deer
round? Well, if you're going to... Now we're getting into calibers and the complexity of logistics. Pick one rifle caliber and stick with it. A 308 is an excellent choice. It's a modern caliber. 30-06 is an antiquated military caliber, still extremely popular with deer hunters because it's an excellent round, an excellent cartridge. But the less complexity you have for your collection of firearms, ammunition-wise, the better off you're going to be in the long run. So a 308 bolt action would be kind of an all-around self-defense weapon once you're competent with it. Just because it's a 100-year-old bolt action doesn't mean you can't save your life with it. All that counts is hits.
Right. You recommend bolt action rather than semi-automatic?
For most hunting, most of the time, and for most self-defense situations, if you're competent and you're skilled, the bolt action will do quite fine.
Okay. Now, somebody was telling me the other day about ammunition, and they were saying ammunition is getting hard to find and really
hard to
expensive.
Buy. Not hard to find, hard to buy.
Hard to buy.
And that's what happens with any commodity that becomes more scarce. They get more expensive. We're seeing that with gold. Gold's becoming more scarce and becoming more expensive. And the dollar, the paper dollars chasing the gold are becoming less valuable. That's really what's going on. There's a lot of pressure on ammunition manufacturers from two reasons. One is China's bidding up the price of brass and lead. And number two, the major manufacturers have massive government contracts because of these wars, and they don't want to increase manufacturing capacity. And when the war is over, they have to shut down excess capacity and lay off people. So they've chosen not to increase capacity and to just fulfill the government contracts. Those two pressures are putting a lot of price pressure on the civilian ammunition market. It's becoming more expensive is what's going on.
Now, I get a catalog called Sportsman's Guide.
I do, too. Yep.
And they sell ammunition there. Is that good ammunition that they sell
there? It's generally good. They got a lot of Wolf. I haven't heard anything bad. Bad news travels fast in the gun culture. And I haven't heard anything bad about Wolf ammunition. If it was, I would hear about it pretty quick. And I would any mainstream vendor like Cheaper Than Dirt or Sportsman's Guide, they're going to be selling good stuff. They don't need trouble.
Okay. Okay, well, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir. It was Chris in Austin, and now we've got Marlon from Pennsylvania there, sir.
How you doing, John?
Good, sir. What's on your mind today?
I've listened to you for quite some time, and I just talked to Freeze Dry Guy, and we had a great conversation, and he's going to set me up with some good stuff. But I have some good news for people with bad feet who have a problem with athlete's foot.
Oh, yeah. I had that over here. I finally got it cleared up, but tell us.
Well, I'll tell you what, pal. There is some, you know, the silver. I drink the white old silver every day, but a little bit, but there's socks you can get and underwear. Cabela's has some. They're called Ecstatic or Ingenious socks.
Uh-huh.
It'll clear it up in a heartbeat.
No kidding.
And I'm a witness. I told a freeze-dried guy, and he freaked out. But anyway, there's another place in Reading, Pennsylvania called Metalist. They make underwear. And they make some really nice socks with Ecstatic silver impregnated stuff.
Well, these things retard the fungus, don't they?
You can wear them for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes, you can. I'm a witness. I'm a meter reader. And I hump my ass off every day. And I wear those socks. I change my socks, and I, you know, but still, it'll kick it.
That's
it'll
amazing.
Kick it, John.
That's amazing.
It's a reality, buddy.
Well, I'm going to check this out. I had athlete's foot off and on for decades.
I never had it. I was an athlete,
right.
And my mom got it.
Uh-huh.
Gets it once in a while, and I started getting it. It's enough to drive you nuts.
It is. And it can become a blood infection. That happened to me as a youngster.
Yeah.
Yep.
These socks, I'm a witness, buddy. It will kick it.
Well, I'm going to check that out. The
I'm not kidding you.
M-E-D-L-A-L-I-S-T, Medalist?
Medalist.com.
Okay, and the Cabela's catalog. Okay.
And Cabela's has them, too. And they're called...
Cabela's has some cutting-edge stuff. I'm glad to hear that.
Ingenious socks is what it's called.
Ingenious. Okay.
Ingenious socks. I have some of those. I started wearing those, and I started fooling around and said, I want something made in USA, and oh, great stuff, buddy.
Well, it's a good heads up for everybody listening, because having comfortable feet is just hugely important.
I like happy feet, and I'm also,
tell us, Marlon, what kind of foot gear do you wear when you're on your route?
Danner.
All right, I was hoping you'd say that.
I'm a Danner man. I'm a Danner man for like 30 years, pal. I like happy feet, and the first pair of Danner boots I bought was in Kittery, Maine.
Uh-huh.
I used to live up in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a pair of Danner boots, and it was like, I'm happy.
Let me tell you how you
felt. I'm happy, pal.
Let me tell you how you felt. I never knew human feet could feel so good.
Happy feet.
Yeah. Yep.
Right now, I probably have 8 pair of Danner boots. And I rotate them because I hump, you know, I do some hiking.
Oh, I know. Meter readers, that's hard work. That's physically
demanding. Well, where I live in Bradford, Pennsylvania, home of Zippo lighters, I mean, we're in the valleys in the Allegheny Plateau.
And so you're not in Kansas, are you?
Buddy, we're right now, I got about, 0 degrees.
You know what?
I had turkeys down in my driveway about 5 times today.
You know, Marlon, I don't own stock in Danner. I don't sell Danner boots, but I promote them anytime I think about it.
You want happy feet.
Oh, boy.
Pay the price. Yeah. Don't buy the Chinese Danners. Well, they're not too bad, but...
I didn't know they were making them for Danner, but oh, well.
Yeah.
As long as they maintain quality, you know, I'm going to get Danner boots.
I'll tell you what, pal. I get a pair. They're called Elk. Well, I got them from Cabela's. They're the Elk Hunter. You strap those on your feet, and you feel like a mountain goat.
Oh, boy.
They get the bottom, and, buddy, boom.
Well, I don't need convincing, but a lot of people listening to you and I talk, Marlon, they have never heard of Danner boots before February the 10th, 2008.
Who's the best ever?
I urge people listening, get yourself one pair of Danner boots. You're going to want 10.
But you have to take care of them.
You do. You do.
And I also found a place to take care of the boot. You know, I've tried all kinds of treatment. It's Obanoff.
Say again, please. Obanoff?
Yeah, it's
a
treatment.
Is that a website? Is that a website or what?
Let me give you
a product line.
No, their product. They're dynamite. They're the best ever for treatment of boot.
Okay. Is it a line of products? Is that what it is, Marlon? Open
yeah.
Up? Okay.
1 second.
Well, we can't have dead air here, so when
okay,
you get that.
It's O-B-E-N. A-U-F-S.
Okay. Obanoff. Okay.
Obanoff.com.
Okay, I'm with you. That's important, and I'm writing this down, and I'm urging all our listeners to write this down, too.
This is the best boot treatment. It was devised by some Idaho firefighters.
Well, anybody in a critical job like firefighting, police, soldiers, meter readers, anybody who's on their feet for a living is well aware of the importance of foot gear. A lot of these urban dwellers that aren't on their feet professionally like you and I are, they don't have a clue what we're talking about. But I'm telling all you listeners out there, maintenance of your foot gear is not optional. You need to maintain your foot gear. And as my sergeant told me in basic training, you take care of your equipment will take care of you. Marlon, thank you for your call, sir. Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it.
Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Getting near the end of the show here. We're trying to get one more call in. John from Florida, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
I ordered another case of the pork chops from the freeze-dry guy. I got them in last week. And I've actually opened up a can, and they're not bad. They taste pretty good, actually.
Good.
But I recommend, and the freeze-dried guy told me he only had maybe 400 cases of those left.
Well, let's just keep it between you and me, John, okay? It'll be our little secret. Get the stuff while you can.
Yeah.
This is an excellent opportunity. This is Republic Broadcasting has a very special audience of people who actually read instead of just watching sports and know what's going on. And this is everybody's heads up. We have what appears to be a pending crisis for getting access to long-term storage food. We have a window of opportunity for the next few weeks or months to get this material while you can. And is that what you're saying also, John?
Yes, I recommend people actually look at the freeze-dried guy's website. And you know, if you haven't started, that's an excellent choice. And I got a case of chicken last year before the prices went up. But I'm going to still buy more.
Well, there's a lot of pressure. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk because we ran out of time. A lot of pressure on all produce, all foods, for two reasons. One is the price of petroleum products going up, and that's every step of the way in agriculture. You've got petroleum products. And a lot of pressure also because of the massive government purchases of corn and farmers cutting back on production of wheat and soybeans because of the huge orders for corn to go into making ethanol. So a lot of pressures on pricing, and we're seeing that. We're seeing governments, plural, buying up entire inventories, quite frankly. So, John, I appreciate your call and your support for Freeze Dry Guy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Very, very near the end of the show. We're not going to have time for any more calls. Music ending the show is going to be coming here very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we never know what show will be the last show that I do or Republic Broadcasting does. We never know. We live in a world that could change in a matter of minutes. You get an education now while you can. You have opportunities now while you can to get the books, get the equipment, get the inventory of food, medical supplies, seeds, whatever it might be, Danner boots. I'm not selling Danner boots. I think everybody should have them. Get them while you can. D-A-N-N-E-R, Danner, D-A-N-N-E-R, Delta, Alpha, November, November, Echo, Romeo. The best boots there are, no doubt whatsoever in my mind and in the mind of the Special Forces troopers I've worked with over the years. If you're out in the bush, your boots and your socks are everything. It's absolutely the most important piece of equipment that you have is your boots and socks. That's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate your listening. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it. You all be safe out there, and God bless America.